Social media world changers, I'm having a party in Austin on May 4th and you're invited. My third annual social media content creation conference, Social Success, is happening on May 4th, 2024 in beautiful Austin, Texas. I've gathered some of the best social media and entrepreneurial leaders in the country, including Brian Martin, Brett Shuford, Dr. Trevor Buffoni, Dan Peterson, Megan Colwell, Jennifer Bassman, Davina Maharaj, and yours truly to speak at this fun, inspiring event that will help you level up your social media presence, your content creation skills, and your leadership mindset. Your Austin weekend will start on Friday, May 3rd with an optional mini branding photo shoot and a happy hour meet and greet. Then get ready for the big day because on Saturday, May 4th, you're going to spend 10 hours with your fellow social media world changers, learning all of the latest social media strategies to skyrocket your brand. On Saturday, you'll also get your headshot snapped by our amazing event photographer, and you'll get a fun swag bag to take home. We'll end with some group videos and an after party that you definitely don't want to miss. Space is limited, so grab your ticket today. Head to smallbizsocialsociety.com for details and tickets. And here's a money-saving tip for you. Reach out to one of the speakers for a special discount code to save $50 off your ticket. This is the best social media event in 2024 for mission-driven entrepreneurs using social media to make a positive impact on the world. I can't wait to meet you in person in Austin on May 4th at Social Success. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Welcome back to another episode, whether you're listening or maybe you're watching on YouTube. I'm so glad that you're here. I want to give you a recap of my experience at the Podcast Movement Evolutions event in Los Angeles. And I spoke at it. I want to share with you what I spoke about and how all of that went down. I also have some fun Social Sunshine on the Streets interviews that I did with a few people there at the event that were kind enough to share on the spot with my little tiny microphone, some information, you know, about podcasting and branding and whatnot that's going to be really helpful to you. In fact, a couple of these people you may have heard of before. So I'm excited to share that here in just a few minutes with you. But first things first, I want to do a little recap on the event and what I talked about. So, all right. So rewind, I saw that Podcast Movement was having this event in Los Angeles and I decided to apply to speak at it. So as you know, I'm a podcast host and I have been for a long time since the fall of 2019, but you may not know that my company, Fun Love Media, we specialize in both social media and podcasting. And we've brought the two worlds together really, really nicely in the work that we do. So with our podcast clients, it's mostly remote podcasters that will record like from home or from their office and then get help with the rest of the process from us. We say you record, we do the rest, right? So we are already doing this work at Fun Love Media where we're helping them get the podcast out. We're getting, you know, getting it edited, sounding nice, getting it out to all the platforms, right? But also we are creating social media marketing assets for them to share on social media for every single episode. So whether it's video clips or it's audio clips or it's designs, we're putting that stuff to, you know, YouTube, so on and so forth. We're putting that together for them so that not only they're getting the episodes out into the world, but they're also marketing them because a lot of podcasters fail to do that, quite honestly. So we've tried to help solve that problem with our clients. And so because we're doing that kind of work all the time, I was like, I could speak at this event and I could talk about what we do at Fun Love Media to help the people there do it themselves. And so my topic was how to turn one podcast episode into 8 pieces of content. Again, this is something we are doing all the time, something I've been dealing with for years. So it just felt natural to talk about that. And again, you're able to help people, right? Like bunch of strangers could get, you know, kind of the workflow that we have at Fun Love Media and go and use it themselves. And speaking of that, actually, you can get access to my presentation from this event if you want to see how to turn one podcast episode into 8 pieces of content. You can actually get that presentation within the community that I run. This community branches off from my events. I don't know, you may have heard me talk about this before. If you've listened to the show for a while, you already know that I host an annual event called Social Success. And the community for that event, Small Biz Social Society, we have a Facebook group and there's lots of resources in there. It's a lot of it is social media related, but you also can get access to this presentation that I did at Podcast Movement Evolutions. So to get that, go to smallbizsocialsociety.com. I'll put the link in the show notes and join that. And it puts you on the email list for that. And then it also tells you how to join the Facebook group. So if you join the Facebook group, up in the featured post section, it's got this whole presentation that I did at Podcast Movement. So anyway, so that's there for you for free if you want to go look at it and learn how to turn one podcast episode into 8 pieces of content. But anyway, that was the topic that I submitted for. And then I was approved and I was invited to go. And I was like, hell yes. I love Los Angeles. I love LA. Sorry. I'm not sorry. And I missed it so much because I hadn't been in so long. The last time I've been to LA was in 2018, but that was like for one day and one night. And then before that, it was 2017, I think. And that was for several days. So it had been years since I've been to Los Angeles and I was missing it. So when I saw that I could go and I could speak to the podcasting industry and also was in LA, no brainer. I'm there, right? So I invited Megan to come along. So Megan is the director of design at Fun Love Media. She also works on all of our podcasts. She works on this podcast. She works on client podcasts. She does a lot at Fun Love Media. And she and I are really close and we're really great travel buddies. We've already done lots of different experiences in different cities together. So I thought, let's get Megan on board to come and help, because here's how we handled it. I'm sharing with you all these details of the experience because I think it'll be helpful for you to pick up some tips from it along the way. So I wanted to make sure I had one. I didn't want to go alone if I could help it. I prefer not to. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It's more fun if you're, especially like, it's one of my most favorite places. I wanted to experience the fun of it, not just the work part, right? So that's enjoyable. But also for work-related stuff, like to have somebody there that I trusted to support, help, and that understands everything that I'm talking about, so that if I needed backup or like networking and like working a room, she and I could divide and conquer and we can both equally talk about what we do at Fun Love Media to, you know, that multiplies our networking efforts basically at an event like this, whenever we're able to go together. Also for content, I mean, what we do, at Fun Love Media. And of course what I do as an individual, like content is a huge deal. So I needed someone also that could capture content of me speaking, video footage, photos of me actually interacting with people at the event, like the whole shebang. I needed all these things, help with all these things. And so, Megan came along. And so we met there because she's in Kansas City. I'm in Houston. So we both flew to LAX, met there, and then cruised on over to our hotel, which we stayed at the Hollywood Roosevelt, which is on Hollywood Boulevard, which I had stayed there before in 2015 with my husband, Ryan, and really had a great time. It's right in the middle of like Hollywood Boulevard craziness. If you know, but it's legendary. It's the Roosevelt. And I got a really good deal on American Express. Okay. And so it's a super fun place to be with so much Hollywood history. And Megan had never been to LA. So I was like, oh, we're going to Hollywood it up. You know, we're going to really pump up this experience with all the Hollywood things I could possibly squeeze in. So we cruised on over to the Roosevelt. That's where we stayed the whole time. And then like the event was in downtown LA. So we just had to Uber over to go and get that done. But so the event itself, Podcast Movement Evolutions, it's a pretty good sized conference for the podcasting industry. And it was at a really lovely hotel, like I think it's the JW Marriott. Yeah, downtown LA. And really lovely, really big place, lots of people. Their keynote speaker was Amy Poehler, because Amy has a podcast and she started to produce multiple podcasts, like really more entertainment, like they're fiction, like they're playing characters and stuff. Megan is a huge Amy Poehler fan. So it was very exciting to go and listen to Amy speak on the same day that I spoke. She spoke in the morning, I was in the afternoon. So it was quite convenient. So we show up, big, beautiful hotel, and they had like all these booths and stuff, just like a lot of conferences would have, from different businesses that want to be there, that would want to offer their services to these podcast people and so on and so forth. So there were lots of booths. There were lots of people. We watched Amy Poehler. We watched several other sessions of different people that are just different topics about podcasting. We watched my girl Kate Casey on a panel, she's the host of Reality Life with Kate Casey. And I've listened to her show since like the beginning of it. I've listened for like 8 years or something. It's been a long time. And we'd never met in person before all these years. And she's been on this show. And I'm finally going to meet Kate in person after all this time. It was fantastic. So we had a lot of fun. We did a lot of good networking. Like I said, we were able to both divide and conquer and talk that way. We're able, you know, Fun Love Media has those touch points with it, with more people, because there were two of us there, and got good content when it was my turn to speak. It was a really nice crowd of people that gathered in the section of the place that I was speaking. I think it seated 50 people, 55 people, something like that. And they filled it up. Yeah. We had a good group of people watching, and, super nice, friendly people, lots of smiles. Cause when you're speaking to a bunch of strangers, it feels really nice to have some smiles out in the audience, and questions, really good questions. Whenever I was done with my session, people taking notes, like what I like about events like that, is that it's people that are really committed to what they're doing. They're really taking it seriously. And really do want to better themselves. And they may not even be a beginner. It's also just to get ideas and to meet people. And that's commitment. If you are willing to possibly fly across the country to go to this event. And so they're really there to like learn and soak it in and meet people. And it's fantastic. And that's why I'm so, excited about my event, Social Success. So, I mean, it's about to be our third time. So I'm recording this episode on April 15th, 2024. And the third annual Social Success, my event, is on May 4th, 2024 in Austin. And it's the same kind of thing. I mean, it's my event's smaller than the Podcast Movement Evolutions event was, but the same idea. It's like the people that end up at my events, like those are the people I want to be around, because they're so committed that they were willing to spend the time and the money and the effort to go, you know, to come to my event and really level up when it comes to social media and business, right? And I don't know, it's just this sign of showing that you're serious about it and that you're committed to bettering yourself and to meeting people that you could all help like elevate each other. So that's my take on in-person events in general. I think it's super important, and I know it can be a pain in the ass, and I know it can be nerve-wracking, especially in the last few years. I think everybody's gotten really accustomed to being at home more, and a lot more things are delivered to us and stuff like that. And I get it, and it's cool, but like, man, if you can make yourself break out of that routine and out of your shell and go to in-person events, I really, really recommend it. Like, it's going to be an unforgettable experience. You're going to get so much out of it. And that's exactly what happened at Podcast Movement Evolutions. I, you know, met a lot of people that I didn't know at all. And then I met some people in person that I'd known virtually for a long time. It was just a really, really, really fantastic experience. I'm so thankful that we went. We did spend a couple of days at the end of the trip, doing fun LA things. We went to the coast. So we went to Malibu and to Venice, met up with my friend Jen, who lives in LA right now, which was so cool. She used to live in Houston and she lives there right now. And, she was able to join us for like a day of fun at the beach cities. And so we went to one of my favorite places, the Malibu Pier. And, if you look at my Instagram and scroll down a little bit, and my TikTok actually, and Facebook, all three of those. Yeah. You'll see a video that I did the Hit the Quan dance on the Malibu Pier. That was really fun. But there's this restaurant on the Malibu Pier called the Malibu Farm Cafe. Or is it just Malibu Farm? Is there a cafe on it? Anyway, delicious food, really fresh stuff, good coffee. And you eat out there on the pier and you have a view of the ocean. And it was like a cool, breezy day with a blue sky. It was fucking perfect. I mean, God damn, I was in heaven. And then we went down to Venice Beach, which if you've been there, you know, is a little more rough around the edges. But so fun. So fun. I mean, they're very different, Malibu and Venice, but man, we got to go to both in one day and it was just really, really special. I also took Megan to West Hollywood. We had a West Hollywood night, where we went, we had dinner at Craig's. And I've been there before, but it'd been many years and, that was delicious. And then we walked down the road to go to Tom Tom because I am a Bravo holic. So I am a Vanderpump Rules fan. I'd never been to Tom Tom. Years ago, I went to Sir and I met, Sheena and Katie. This was in the early days of the show. I mean, maybe the show had been around maybe 2 years, maybe, and I was so excited to meet them back then. But this time we didn't go to Sir. We went to Tom Tom because I had never been, because the last time I was in LA, I don't think Tom Tom existed yet. And so we walked down there because you can walk there from Craig's really easily in West Hollywood. And it was gorgeous. Like Tom Tom is nice. It's very pretty. And not like fancy schmancy. Like it's a relaxed environment. But I'm just saying like it's gorgeous. I mean, it's a Lisa Vanderpump place. So I feel like it's just going to be gorgeous. Right. So, it was really, really pretty. They had amazing music. We were jamming out. If you watch my Instagram stories recently, you probably saw a video of me dancing to Beyonce in Tom Tom that Megan filmed. And that was fun. I couldn't resist. And, yeah, we had a great night there. And then we also did some other Hollywoodish things. Like we went to, the Paramount, studio tour. That was really fun. We also went to the Getty, which is, if you're not familiar, it's like, it's essentially an art museum. But it's like big and perched on top of this huge hill. And so you go and you see the art and everything, but then you can look at the view and it's insane. Like you can see the ocean one way and then the city of LA the other. And it was just, it was gorgeous. So, and then we ended with, the last night meeting up with a couple more people that I know from social media that we'd never met in person before. It was really, really special. The whole trip, the whole thing was, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to be able to be there for longer, but you know, I had to get back to real life. But you know, I just learned that in general, when we can have experiences in life, we've really got to do whatever it takes to get to them. I could have come up with a million excuses not to go and do this. A million valid excuses. I mean, you know, but I just felt in my gut, I just knew I needed to go do this. I knew it. And now that it's over, I realize why. Because not only have we had an increase in the interest of our podcasting services at Fun Love Media, I also had a really special time with Megan, who I love so much. And I also had a special time for myself. I really needed that. So, you know, sometimes whenever you might say, oh, well, I shouldn't take the time away from my family, or I shouldn't spend the extra money, or, oh, that's going to make me nervous to go and meet new people. Whatever the excuse is, sometimes it's good to just shove all that shit aside and fucking do it anyway. So, anyway, I want to share with you before this episode ends, some clips from some conversations I had with the Social Sunshine on the Streets at Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles. I spoke with several awesome people that are going to share some of their knowledge with you. I want to give a shout out though, especially to Tim with, Every 4 Years podcast, because his audio is not great. My microphone wasn't working and I didn't know. So I'm going to share, we're going to just share like what sounds the best we can do with the audio that I have of him, because we were in a really loud room. So Tim, please forgive me. We're going to do our best to share what we can of my conversation with Tim. But we also have Brandon Berkmeyer, which is he's somebody else I've known for years on social media, and he's been on this show as well. But he has Brands on Brands is his thing, and he does podcasting, he does branding. So that was cool. And then Megan actually had a conversation with me and gave her insight on the whole thing from her point of view and the work that she does. So that was cool to have her participate. And then the amazing Kate Casey. Kate Casey is a social media friend of mine. She's been on this show. She's had Reality Life with Kate Casey for like, I mean, I think she started it in 2016 maybe. But either way, it's been a long time. I've listened to her for a long time and got to meet her in person for the first time, which was really special to me. And she had some really cool things to share as well about podcasting. So I hope that these conversations inspire you to go out there and do something cool with your podcasting or with your brand, and give you some ideas. And I hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much for listening to today's show. Welcome to Social Sunshine Podcast on the Streets at Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles 2024. Megan Colwell.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this with me. Please tell everyone who you are and what you do.
I am Director of Design for Fun Love Media. I do all of the production content that you see on social media for the shows that are produced by Fun Love Media.
And you... Well, you do a lot of things.
I do a lot of things.
But you also have a lot of experience doing producer tasks for podcasts.
Yes.
And I want to first see if you... I'm putting you on the spot.
Of course you are.
So first, give someone an idea of like tasks that go along with producing a show. I just don't think... I think that maybe it may sound glamorous, but like there's work that goes into it. So, yeah. Like, what's the kind of stuff that a podcast producer might do?
Such a good question. There's so many things. There's so many things that are in the podcasting world that people don't think about.
Right.
And so, our clients, all they have to worry about is doing raw audio, and then we get it and we take it from there. And we have our audio producer, Zach. He gets me beautiful audio with the intro, and he adds an outro. Sounds great. And then it comes to me. And usually my job starts with, okay, I need to watch it. I need to title it. I need to write the show notes. And that involves being really involved with keywords and making sure that there's a hook and making sure that it's concise enough for people to want to listen. And then from there, I go and I create digital assets. So we specialize in social media. We're a social media podcasting agency here at Fun Love Media. So we want to make sure that we have really good content for people to share on social media, to hook them and funnel them to hopefully listen through the whole show, right? So I always start with YouTube videos. I make the YouTube video first, and then I branch off of that. From the YouTube video, I repurpose that big long video into a LinkedIn video. And then I go further. I'll create a couple of reels for Instagram or YouTube shorts, depending on what the client wants. And then finally, I'll design static graphics that can be used in maybe like a carousel post or independently on maybe their blog if they have a website for their podcast. So I create all those graphics and I put it together in a nice little package. I schedule it in a podcast hosting platform, which for us, we use Libsyn, and make sure it's released with a title, great show notes, all the links for the guest, all the links for the host, and all the things if they have any promotional stuff. And then I send out the digital assets to everyone so they can use it, get the word out. So there's quite a lot when it comes to production.
Yeah, I'm like listening to you and I'm like,
it's so
that's
much.
A lot of steps. But no wonder a lot of people don't want to do this themselves. It's a big undertaking for someone to have a podcast where you do it thoroughly, where you genuinely commit,
yeah,
and you say I'm gonna release an episode every single week, I'm gonna do it the quote-unquote right way,
right.
I'm gonna share about it on social and all that stuff. Yeah. What has been your, just like a fun question for you,
yay,
like one of your favorite things about working in the podcasting world? So it could be like an inspiring interview that you heard, or
yeah,
or part of like your tasks that you do that you like to, something that stands out to you that's fun.
Yeah, as a podcast producer, I am constantly saying I'm learning. Every time I get to produce an episode for any of our clients or for you, I'm constantly learning. Right. And you don't get that in every single job. A lot of jobs are like static and it's the same thing every day. And yes, like I have a strategy and a process and a workflow, but every episode is unique. Right. And I know that our clients want to provide value to their audience, and my job is to show that as shiny and as beautiful and as elegantly as possible. So I love that part. I love being able to like listen, find the little gems, because I know they're gems because when I'm listening, I'm like, ooh, that's a good moment.
Right.
That's really what needs to be the hook. And then sometimes I just find it fun. It's almost like a puzzle piece. I find the hook, like, for example, an Instagram reel. And then I get to make this reel and I kind of, I splice it up. Like, I'll put the hook in the beginning. Like, if they said something really catchy, like, I lead with the point. And a lot of people don't kind of think that way. Whereas when
you're like, hi, welcome to blah, 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 you know, sit through all that in the video. And that's not.
I don't waste people's time. You have milliseconds when it comes to social media. To get someone to like funnel through and listen to a full episode, it is an uphill battle. Yeah. So like, I love the creative challenge as I create digital assets for shows to make sure it's enticing, it's interesting, and people follow through.
Right. That's my favorite part.
Great answer. I love this. Thank you for being on Social Sunshine on the streets.
Oh yeah, you could go, girl.
Podcast is called Every 4 Years. It's a Paralympic Olympic podcast. I travel the country. I talk to past and present Olympians, Paralympians, their friends, their family, and we tell their journey stories.
That's amazing. So you were telling us earlier that you travel, and then you'll be able to interview people in person in different locations. How has that experience been? Because a lot of podcasters don't get to do that. You know, a lot of podcasters don't really get to talk to people in person all the time. What's the difference for you, like, being there with someone?
When you do the podcast in person, you have to bring your equipment with you. You got to be ready. You got to find a place to do it. So a lot of times, maybe you'll get in touch with them beforehand. You'll go, oh, you're out of college. Can I come there? Is there a place for me to do it? Or something like that. Usually, a lot of the podcasts I've done in the past were on Zoom. Like they were saying, hey, a lot of things took off during the pandemic. So you did a lot of Zoom interviews. So getting in person, you just got to do your homework ahead of time. Have a place to go. You reach out to them, hey, I'm going to be in town. Are you available? Can I talk to you? Where can we go? And then a lot of times go, oh, come to my office. Come over here. You can do it here. But just when you get there, be professional. If you're going to bring lights or anything, let them know you're going to be doing something like that. You're going to be filming it. Basically, a lot of times I do when I'm doing it just one-on-one somewhere, I'll just bring my audio equipment with me. But you bring your audio equipment, you don't take up much of their time, you tell them how long it's going to be, and you come prepared.
Yeah, okay. That's great advice. Thank you so much. Okay, one more time. Yeah. Name of your show.
The name of the show is Every 4 Years, the Olympic and Paralympic Podcast.
Okay, I am reporting live from Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles with the one and only Kate Casey. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Welcome to this like mobile tiny mic version of the Social Sunshine podcast. I'm so happy to see you. So I'm meeting Kate in person for the first time ever. Okay, let me just go ahead and fangirl really quick. When did you start your show? 2016?
17? Yeah, 2016.
I think that's how long I've been listening to it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. And I stuck around. Okay, so tell everybody, what is your podcast called and what is it about?
Reality Life with Kate Casey. It's about unscripted TV, reality shows, documentaries, and series. I've had it for almost 8 years. So 6 episodes a week.
It's 6 now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Mondays, What to Watch. Tuesday through Friday are interviews. Saturday is my Saturday series about personal interviews. So, yeah, 6 a week.
And for anyone that's like aspiring to do this as their work, as their job, what can you say about that? Like, just a general overview, because I mean, this is your work, this is your career, but people want to get there. So like, any advice on how long it took you or anything you want to share that would be helpful?
Be the first person to wake up, to get up and work, be the last to leave. You got to work harder than everybody else. You have to have a unique angle. And you have to collaborate as much as you can. That's the name of the game. But really, you have to really like what you do because it's going to be back-breaking work. But I don't know, whenever I get discouraged about something, I figure out a way to get fired up about it, and then I think, I'm going to show everyone who ever doubted me, and I'm going to make things happen.
Right. Well, I want to know about, one more question, I think, or maybe two. Whenever you get people on, because you have some really cool people on the show.
Yeah.
Is it hard to like convince some of these people? Like, what's your process? Are you just like personally like reaching out in the DMs? Like, what are you doing?
I've never used a booker in 8 years. It's all me and it's just hustling. I'll use every connection I can possible. I figure out how to get in front of somebody. Ultimately, you have to make them feel like it's worth it. So you really have to know who you're pitching. Nothing pisses me off more than when somebody contacts me and the email is not personalized. I have no indication they actually even listened to my show. So you really have to go out of your way to make somebody feel like $1 million. Otherwise, they're not going to come on your show.
What are your, like, just like a couple of favorites, like standout like moments or guests or topics or certain shows or just anything that like for you personally, like you really, really extra love doing?
Like in terms of favorite guests I've had?
Sure.
It changes all the time.
I've had
almost 1,000 episodes.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Amanda Knox.
Oh, I listened to that one. That was good.
That was a good one. This man whose son, I believe, was reincarnated from a World War II pilot. That one stays with me. I don't know. It just changes all the time.
What I find interesting about you as a human, but also like what you're doing with the show, is that you have a good mix of like, it's light. We can talk Housewives. We can talk Vanderpump. It's cool. But like, also we can talk about some serious shit. But you do that well. I feel like some people are afraid, like, oh, I'm going to get categorized as this or that. But somehow you've managed to do all of the things.
I mean, I think we're all multifaceted. I love a documentary. I love a true crime or a cult documentary as much as I love like a dumb reality show. I think the smartest people in the world are people that watch reality shows because we're just studying human behavior. It's an exercise in studying human behavior, and we're all just cultural anthropologists. So when somebody says to me, it suggests that reality shows are beneath them, I just think they look stupid because it's really just people who watch it like to study the way that people make choices.
Oh my God, I agree. As you said that people who watch reality shows are smart, I was like,
we are the smartest.
I agree. Speaking of smart reality people, I've always told you one of my favorites on your show is Shep from Southern Charm. Because I was telling Megan, like, I mean, she didn't watch it, but like, I was like, it's like they're like these highly intellectual people, like, and it's so cool to see you bring out that. He's a good example that in a guest when you do watch some sort of like silly show like Southern Charm, but then go, this motherfucker's smart, like, this is cool.
I like Crystal Minkov, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I love her too. Gertie Abrera from Real Housewives of Miami. They're all really interesting people, and I think what I've really strived to do is to ask the question no one else is asking and pull something out of somebody that people wouldn't otherwise know.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
Big fan of Kate Casey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm Brandon Birkemeyer. I'm host of the Brands on Brands podcast. It's about personal branding. There's a theme here. You've guessed it. I'm all about, building the brand of you. And that's what I talk about. I teach about it. I have courses about it. And that's the mission that I'm on.
Right. Okay, so in podcasting in particular, since we're at a podcasting event, what have you loved about it so far? Like, personally, or even how it's affected your business, or both? Like, what are some standout things that you've just really loved?
Yeah, so podcasting specifically for me, it's how I create most naturally. Like, I tried writing a blog and filming videos, but sitting in a quiet place with my thoughts was an easy way for me to express myself. So it was kind of an unlock, a creative outlet for me that then became a place where I was meeting new people because of interviews, and I was creating content that I could put on my website and in my newsletters. So it turned into not just my expression, but the way I connect with other people and built my own brand. So it was really the starting point of my personal brand and I help other people now do some of that same stuff. And I often recommend maybe get started with a podcast if some other things are intimidating.
Right. Well, that's cool. I was going to say kind of something like that is like, I don't know that people that like maybe want to start a podcast or just have just kind of really started realize what kind of great solid foundation like of content it can be, like what you're saying. So you're like, well, that's my like main thing and I'm creating that content, but then you're also able to use it throughout your business and your newsletter and stuff like that. Do you do anything else or is that how you do it? Like that's you record your show and then you can make other kinds of content from what you recorded, like repurposing it?
Yeah, that's the starting point. I do repurpose it. I like to say that wherever people are, I want to be. So there are people that don't listen to podcasts, so I do convert it to a blog, and people find that through Google search. And I do convert it to, like, it's a 30 to 60 minute show, but I convert it to 10 minutes of edited video for YouTube, because some people on YouTube just want to watch 10 minutes of like one topic. So yeah, I'm putting it in different places, but I don't want to create for YouTube and create for blogs. I want to just do it one time, my ideas. And then, yeah, I repurpose it, because that, for me, is what works, because I'm not a natural TikToker or a natural YouTuber. So it does start in one place, but I like being everywhere. I know everyone's got different opinions on that.
Oh, I like it too.
But I like being everywhere, and that's what starts it for me.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And final question. Put you on the spot. Like, what kind of advice would you give to, it's a typical question, but to a new podcaster that does want to use that as an opportunity to build their personal brand, so it's very specific to what you do. What would you say? Like, what's the standout piece of advice? Something people do wrong a lot, something like that.
Yeah, I think for a new podcaster, I think what we're often trying to do is reinvent the wheel and come up with something that's never been done before. Like, do social media podcasts, but while eating chicken wings. Like, I don't think it has to be that creative.
I'm not going to be doing that.
I think at the end of the day, as long as you can find the block that you want to live on, like the category, it's a branding podcast. There's lots of branding podcasts. But then within that, say, well, what is the thing about this that I want to bring, that I want to teach people, that is unique to me? So for me, it's within branding, how do you brand yourself? How do you take what you would do and market yourself as a business or as a person? And so I bring that to the table. And my show, there might be other personal branding podcasts, but I'm not intimidated by that, because there's only one me. So I wouldn't get too niche. I would just start something that generally feels like what you like talking about.
Right. And don't let it scare you that other people also talk about that general topic.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be intimidating, because most things have already been done.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossin.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.